Well, good evening, congregation, those of you that have joined us on live streaming. We are so thankful that you could join us and all our friends and whoever wants to join. We have good news for you. In spite of all the things that are going on, we still have good news. So I want to take a few minutes and share with you from the Word of God and the thing that the Lord has said, because Jesus is Lord. He has the final say so in this. And all these things going on, coronavirus and all the other stuff, hadn't stopped God yet. So let's have a word of prayer now and get right into the Word of God. Father, thank you so much. Thank you that you have shed your love abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. And as we come to share the good news with those that are following us on live streaming, we thank you that this powerful word of Almighty God will hold the people, keep them in safety, and cause their faith to rise and soar. Thank you, Father, that we are not moved by anything because we know what you said. So I thank you this word will find a place in the heart of each one that are listening and abide. And we praise and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you this for a little while on this thought. We're not among the one that draw back. Trouble always been ever since Adam committed high treason and allowed Satan, our enemy, in this earth realm. There's always been trouble. But out of all those troubles we have had, God have always delivered, and he will still deliver. And so we thank God for his faithfulness to us. Listen to this text I'm going to read. I'm going to read several scriptures, and I want you to listen to the Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 and 9. He said, now the just shall live by faith. Glory to God. How are we to live? By faith. What is living by faith? Trusting God, believing God, acting on what God has said in his word, witnessed by the Holy Spirit. And so he said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We believe that, and we will not allow anything to change our mind, change our believing, change our action, change our stand, because we know that God had the final word. Jesus, when Jesus got up, he had conquered every enemy of ours. And so this thing too that everybody is so concerned about, it too shall pass. It will not last. It's going down just like the rest of them. We've been in many of them. We've seen many famines and disasters and all kinds of stuff have gone on in this earth, and we're still here because we trust the one that is able to keep us. So we are not among the one that draw back. Listen what Hebrews 11:1 says. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is not in the sense realm, but it's in the realm of the spirit. And when we got born again, Ephesians tells us God, we were saved by grace through faith. That's not ourselves, it's a gift from God.
And Romans 12:3 says God dealt to every man the measure of faith. So that's why we're not moved by these things and that's going on. But our trust, our confidence is in the Lord. His word, he promised us in his word that he will keep us. He'll never leave us. And so as Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. And verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, God gave us faith when we got born again, and he intend, and that's why he gave it to us, because that's the only way we can please him, by believing him, acting on his word, standing on his word, holding fast to what he said, because Numbers 23:19 said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Has he said, shall he not do it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good? God is not a man he should lie. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God is the absolute truth. That's why we go to the word of God, the Bible, and find out what God has said. Amen. And so,